Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on the Press Box. All you boxers, quit the sparring. Let's get in the ring and do some things. Nick is here, I'm here, and we together are at William Price Distilling, and you should be here too. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. All kinds of phenomenal beverages are going to be flowing throughout the property. There is the promo team here to be giving away lots of cool things, and lots of things to actually do, interact with, to talk about as we get you through the midday, and then AJ and Fred, along with Aaron, take you all the way through to 7 o'clock. So, Nicholas, a very, very cool spot, kind of heightsy, garden oaksy, but yeah, a really neat indoor-outdoor environment, great alcohol, and a lot of very, very cool people around here.
Melissa was already nice enough to hook it up with a whiskey cocktail, so I love the bar. It's very, it's got a unique look to it. They've got outdoors, they got food trucks. I mean, it's a solid spot, man. You should come out and join. 970 Wakefield Drive in Houston, Texas. Come out and join.
It's kind of 38th. Off of Shepherd, and then you kind of head away from downtown, and it's about two miles down 38th too. But it's a really cool, like Nick said, it's a really cool environment. Lots of hip places around here too. If you're into it, there's a volleyball court outside. There's a lot of cool things going on. But most importantly, there is lots of fresh alcohol and spirits made right here on the premises.
Are you gonna try any of this stuff?
I might.
I mean, this coffee liqueur.
You guys are bragging about this coffee liqueur,
dude. It's amazing. I mean, the coffee liqueur is amazing. It tastes fantastic.
Okay.
I'll probably sip on 1, 2, maybe 7 of these by the end of the day.
Might be patterning your game after one of the experienced talents here at ESPN 97.5 with the way you're hammering beverages on the
Completely
air.
Goes against my little tequila run. This is the first time I've had brown liquor in probably, what, 2, 3 weeks now?
That's up to you and you. I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
No,
I
mean, it's true. It's true.
Need you to be on your A game when we're here.
Now, was it yesterday or the day before? I was telling you Toro was sneaky becoming a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. The mascot of the Texans you're talking about.
No. Abraham Toro, baby, of the Houston Astros.
Yes.
I'm liking him more and more. I mean, I think still Chaz is still my favorite. If you're talking about the players that are outside the core, who would be your favorite Astro, I still would pick Chaz. But Toro is sneaking up right now. I think the shortened season really hurt him in particular.
I'll tell you this. The biggest thing is that there was a massive concern that there might be a drop-off offensively with all the numbers that they've put up when Bregman went out. And instead, I mean, who'd have thunk that Toro was going to come into the lineup and immediately start hitting the baseball, knocking the cover off of it, not only just for average but for power, putting up number after number and playing a solid defensive third base to right. I don't want to say we don't miss Alex Bregman in the lineup, but I will say it's been a very pleasant surprise to have a guy like that come in right off the Sugar Land Skeeters and step right in. Now, he was getting hot for the Skeeters when they called him up, but he hasn't missed a beat since he joined the Astros, and that's a great, great thing if you're Dusty Baker.
Yeah, when he was a hot prospect back in 2019, he was doing well. I really believe the shortened season really impacted his game. I'm not saying he's going to come out and be, you know, a core Astro player here anytime soon or anything like that. I'm just saying he's becoming a fan favorite for a reason. He's getting a home run. He's being a little bit more consistent, and that's what we're talking about. I mean, that's what you want to see. 13-0, the Houston Astros.
Great win last night, another great pitch.
And they're probably going to hit that 50-win mark that I was telling you about.
Yeah,
you guys
were
worried about me jinxing it, you and Donna.
Well, I mean, I worry about it because I don't want things going wrong right now. I like where this team is going. They're, you know, as Charlie mentioned, his favorite team is the San Francisco Giants. We're Astros fans. So we really want this team to have the best record in baseball. They have the best record in the American League. They are closing in on the Giants. But they are doing what they need to do to tell everybody that has a problem with the 2017 season still to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And bang your garbage cans elsewhere, because there's no cans, there's no buzzers, there's no watches. But you know what there is? There's an offensive powerhouse in Houston that is ripping the cover off the baseball. And they are top five in every offensive category. They are number one in run differential. They're getting great starting pitching so that you don't have to tap into that, oh my God, they almost, I mean, I know they had a big lead last night, but again, with the Belak ended up getting a double play timely, but with the bases loaded, I thought, God, thank goodness there's a big lead, because this bullpen just still sucks.
Yeah, I mean, they need big leads. But look, they're not going to get this lead against other teams. It's the Baltimore Orioles that you're talking about here. So you're not going to see these type of leads in every single game. But right now, they have a decent schedule ahead of them, so it's possible. It's doable for them to worry. But look, if they get a little bit more consistency out of anybody in the bullpen, I think it will help. Just one person to be more consistent from this point on, or maybe after the All-Star break, I think it's going to do wonders for this pitching staff.
A lot will be determined by Baez, and the fact that if Baez somehow comes off of the back of milk cartons and he becomes a viable pitcher like he was for the Dodgers, then maybe you only need one arm. I still would prefer to have two arms that they would add to this bullpen. But because of the fact that, like I said, this team is too damn good to have a bullpen this bad. And you're right that they are capitalizing right now on some bad teams, but look how they performed against good teams. Now, that San Diego series was a perfect example of a series where they should have easily won two out of three, if not all three games, and the bullpen let them down. So that's one thing that you can look at. But when you look at this team, you said it's easy to play to the level of your competition. As much as they get jacked up for a Yankees, Dodgers, Padres, Red Sox, Blue Jays, it's easy to say, hey, we could just snooze through this and then end up having a sweep against us like the Rangers or the Tigers. But no, they hammered the Orioles like they're supposed to. They owe the Tigers one for A.J. Hinch and company coming into Minute Maid Park and sweeping them earlier in the season. But if they keep doing what they're supposed to do right now, they're going to be in a really good spot getting ready for that last little push against good teams before the All-Star break. And that's where James Click really has to step up. He's got to step in and start making moves between the break and the deadline, so that this team can get better in the one spot that they have to if they're going to try and win a ring.
And the other thing that I like is Jose Altuve's confidence, like the way he deals with like all the booing, and Camden Yards in particular yesterday, he just silenced them. I love when he silenced fans without just booing them. Because look, as much as you want to tell everybody to shut the hell up about the 2017 World Series, they're not going to shut up. Media members are doing, you saw what the Chicago, was it? It's basically their version of AT&T Sports
the
in
White
Chicago,
Sox
the White
show.
Sox studio show. And they basically mocked the Astros, and then they got swept. But, I mean, look, it's not going to go away. And to me, winning games or doing well in the postseason is still not going to shut anybody up. The only thing that's going to shut people up is a World Series win.
I don't know. I think that you're, I agree with you in the grand scheme of things. But if this team makes a long run this year, and you can go and look back at it and just say, hey, tell me where we did wrong. Tell me where you can say that we did any cheating or did anything and not be worthy of props. Because when you look at what we said were all the doubts going into the season, and they've all been erased, with the exception of the fact that we didn't know what kind of bullpen there was going to be either. And now we're disappointed that we had to ask the question. But if that's the only thing they have to worry about, with the offensive production, with the starting pitching, with Presley doing his job at the back end of the bullpen, it's a way to maybe not completely silence the critics and the fans in other cities, but it's a way to get them to realize, hey, regardless of what happened in the past, these are good baseball players playing really good baseball.
Yeah. No, it's been really fun. Actually, man, I've been watching, like, not only did the Astros put a whooping on the Orioles 13-0, but I was watching that Padres-Dodgers game, and they swept the Dodgers, and that's always a good night when you get that done. I mean, that was a fantastic game. I don't know if you watched it. Manny Machado with that double play to end the game.
Yeah.
Man, his defense was on point. Tatis, though, man, as good as he plays, he still is like the error king, dude. Like, he tried to force a double play, threw it to first. I think it was a bad throw to first, if I'm not mistaken. I love the guy. I mean, he plays well, and I really like that Padres team. And now they're tied for second in that division.
Melanson as the closer, a former Astro. I was watching it as it all went down and unfolded at the end of the game. But that is, you want to talk about, like, Astros-Yankees. You talk about a series. It's like Dodgers and Padres and Dodgers and Giants. And the Padres are trying to make a statement right now that for all the money in the world the Dodgers spent to go out and get Trevor Bauer and do all the things that they've done, that the Padres got some pitching, and that's what they were lacking. And that is a solid, solid baseball team, as we saw at Minute Maid Park when they took two out of three from the Astros, that they're going to have to be reckoned with. And that was a hell of a statement for them in the middle of a season where it's going to be coming down to the wire in the National League for who's going to be the best team with the best record.
I mean, obviously the Astros, they're going to be my number one. But, man, if outside the Astros, I really like the Padres team. I like the roster, man. They got a fun team to watch, dude. And they said that they were going to spend money on starting pitching.
They wanted to spend
money on veteran pitching, and that's exactly what they did. So now you got the offense plus the veteran pitching, and that's a fun team to watch too. Plus they swept the Dodgers, so it was a good day. It was a good night.
And Bauer. The fact that Bauer was on the hill, too.
Yeah.
Because that's the game within the game that I was watching. How many times are they going to – because everybody, if they struck out, we're looking like, you going to do something, bro?
Yeah.
You got something else? Because next time, when if I get you, you're going to hear about it, too.
Yeah.
And the gamesmanship within that game kind of upped everything. It was a full house. You could feel the environment at Petco. So it was a neat environment.
But credit to him, because when it came down to the – not to cut you off, but when it came down to the inspections – He wasn't an a-hole about it.
Yeah.
He didn't throw his glove on the floor, his cap on the floor.
His velocity was great. He was popping the glove last night. So evidently, you know, for all that he kidded around and hinted around when he was experimenting with spin rate
and all that, yeah.
When it gets down to it, he can still pitch without it, and that's important because a lot of the pitchers are saying Musgrove was doing it last night too. If they can't generate spit and they're in a very, very hot summer environment, they're going to their hair. They're going somewhere so that they can get something that can give them a little bit extra grip on the baseball. You watch Bauer between pitches and he was between batters, and he was going to the rosin bag consistently, because if you get the wet fingers and a little rosin, it will give you
a little tactified
that maybe you have a little bit better control.
And that's legal.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we've got lots to talk about. We opened up with the Astros, as we should, as they've won 10 in a row. They continue to do it. Now they're moving on to the Motor City. Take on A.J. Hinch and the Tigers. That should be a fun weekend series to see if they can keep it going, keep capitalizing on playing bad teams. Lots to talk about with the NBA playoffs. And, of course, the upset last night was the Hawks winning in Milwaukee in game one of that series. And, boy, I got a lot on that one. And lots of other things. But the most important thing is we're at William Price Distilling, and you should be here because it's an awesome environment. Inside, outside, brand new, locally owned and operated, and it's premium craft spirits. They were delayed opening for a year, and you can understand why, because they wanted to give back to the community. They made hand sanitizer, and they only employed furloughed bartenders over the summer while the other bars were closed. They care about the people in H-Town. They care about you, too. Dr. Dre on 290 parked his semi-truck across three lanes of traffic just to be here for the show. He's actually made himself more than comfortable already, as he's going to be here. Just another reason why you boxers should stop by and say hi. The promo team's already ready to give out lots of goodies, and we'd love to see you along the way.
Yeah, man, and we're giving away gift cards, right? Rudy's Barbecue, El Tiempo, and Casa do Brasil, so... We'll be giving out gift cards all the way from 1 until 7, plus giveaways from William Price Distilling as well. So,
and you register to win that Summer Circuit end-of-the-year giveaway where you can win the $2,000 Traeger grill.
Yep.
I mean, why wouldn't you stop by and say hi? I mean, Dre's
got... This place is neat, dude. Like, it really is neat. Like, just come out and check it out.
He's got a neck goatee. You see that?
He does have a neck goatee.
I don't know. Yeah. It covers...
He pays a lot of attention to his goatee, though, I feel like. He maintains his goatee.
Like, in another life, Dre was a magician just because of his facial hair.
Who does he look like?
Don't make me answer that. We'll be back with more. That's On the Road. It's the Press Box. It's ESPN. Guess I'm a coward, scared to face the man I am. I said you got me where you want me.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Press Box as we continue to roll on from William Price Distilling. Just getting it rolling in this cool place. And you should stop by and say hi. Think kind of Heights, Garden Oaks area off of Shepherd and 38th. And just come on down. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7, and everybody's going to be here having a good time. Evidently, the coffee liqueur is a big hit for those of you still trying to get caffeinated to start your day, as well as a little pep in your step. And then Nicholas is double fisting, so he's sharing all of the spirits.
I actually kind
of
stole the sample from
Rick.
He kind of gave it to me, though, but I kind of stole it. But it's whatever.
Hey, whatever.
There's plenty around here.
Do you be you, as I like to say.
Boy, so, Charlie Polillo sounds pretty sick.
Oh, so now he sounds like he looks.
He sounded pretty. I mean, not only am I happy to be here because we're obviously at William Price and you're here.
Yeah.
But I'm happy because there's no chance of me catching whatever the hell Charlie Polillo has back at the studio. I'm glad Aaron is the one producing. Maybe he catches it.
I don't understand his flippidness. He said on the air, I don't take sick days for being sick. Well, then what the hell are they for?
They're called sick days, bro.
Yeah, you already get 6 months of vacation. I don't get it.
Ah, that's so weird. He sounded bad.
Sounded underwater.
Yeah. He did not sound like himself at all.
Well,
but the good thing is Aaron is, as long as Aaron is producing, I'm okay though. So.
Well, that's you, not me. Okay, so we talked Astros a little bit to start the whole proceedings off. I just retweeted, by the way, the All-Star edition of the uniforms for this year's All-Star game in Colorado.
Not a fan?
Think Astros hats, but black instead of blue, with a red H outlined in...
Why the purple?
Because of Colorado's colors.
I don't like it, though.
So it's a white outlined purple star with a red H on the front on a black hat with the All-Star Game logo on the side. I'm not against it, but it's not my favorite looking hat.
To me, I get it because it's the Colorado colors and everything, but that's what ruins the look, in my opinion. I don't like it.
The one thing I don't like, and even with their batting practice hats with the rainbow and the star and the H, I want the H to be white and then use the rainbow star behind it. Just like for the All-Star game, you can do what you want, but that H shouldn't be red.
You're probably right, though.
Especially, it's not. It should be.
They put a little white in the background, like behind the red of the H.
Shadowing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. You're right. I would probably go with white. Maybe they could have done it backwards, where they had it like it would be a white H with a little bit of red in the background. Maybe that would have looked better.
I guess consistency. Everybody is getting the red. If you have like lettering, like the CR on the Rockies hats is red.
Yeah.
But. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they're,
right.
They're trying to sell gear.
There's uglier hats out there, for sure.
It's true. So we talked about the Astros. They've now won 10 in a row. Luis Garcia, by the way, on the mound tonight against the Tigers as they open up that series. So hopefully they get a little revenge on A.J. Hinch's boys for sweeping the Astros here at Minute Maid, and they do some damage. Last night's game, you watch the Bucks and the Hawks?
I did. How about Capella getting that big rebound at the end?
How about How about fouling him to make him earn it because he's not a great free throw shooter instead of just letting him just lay the thing up?
He'd do better than Ben Simmons.
How about stopping Trae Young? How about, again, and you know it's been one of my hot buttons in the NBA, Mike Budenholzer is awful.
Now everything that you've been saying and everybody else has been saying,
everybody else. I've been saying
it. You've been saying it. Okay, you said it first.
Yeah.
But it really stood out in the last game. Like, it really stood out in last night's game. And the fact that he got away with doing a shimmy before shooting that three-pointer. And you know what really aggravates me? Because he deserves a lot of credit, all right? I mean, 46 or 48 points. He did wonderful. But you know what? He was 4 for 13 from the three-point line. He did not do that well from three-point line. And it could have been simple adjustments. You're right. None of those big guys want to go out in the perimeter. But still, I think the person who did it the best – actually, it might have been the TNT broadcast, Kenny Smith and Barkley. And they were talking about how when they do the pick and roll, that the big guy is way too deep into the paint.
Lopez, yeah.
And Lopez sucks, by the way. Lopez is not – he's useless. What are you going to use Lopez for, by the way?
I mean, he's a three-point shooter, and he could do some things down low. But in a series like this, he can't be on the court. Because if you think about how – and we talked about this even when they were talking about Durant. But I'm going to say this again. Well, because we've seen these defenses so much when James Harden was a Rocket. The way to defend this entire Trae Young-led Atlanta offense is they're running high screen and roll at the top of the key, right?
Right.
And they're trying to get that switch you're talking about.
Right.
So the main way you defend that is both defenders on both sides of the pick go out at Trae Young. So now, from both sides, he can't do anything, and he has to forces him to pass out of it. Then one guy sticks with him to keep him away from the ball. But now you've already taken a good portion of the shot clock up, and you've taken the ball out of his hands, and you're allowed your defense to reset. Budenholzer is not making any adjustments on either side of the basketball. Giannis is still bringing it up, so it's easy to defend. I keep watching this team going, there's a lot of talent there. They have no chance to win it all based on the factors that I'm talking. Budenholzer's lack of adjustments. and the fact that he can't even put the right personnel on the floor.
Yeah. I just think at this point, Lopez is a liability. If you can't even communicate to him to make the adjustment on the pick and roll, like, what are you there for? At least act like you're running to the 3-point line and you're going to attempt to block it, even if you're not close.
So you're right. Take him out. Put Giannis on Clint. Clint's not a big, overwhelming center.
No, he's not.
So Giannis could guard Clint because he's obviously not going to guard the best offensive player like he did in the Nets series either. So he's not going to guard, and Trae Young's too quick. But you put Giannis on Capella. If you need an extra big, Bobby Portis came in last night and gave you good energy, good minutes, and some good numbers. So you got him that you can rely on. But other than that, you just keep throwing guys at Trae Young. And if you want to use Teague in this series, throw him out there to be physical, get a couple fouls, but force Trae Young to exert a lot of energy and take your chances, because 1 through 8 or 9, you're a better, deeper team. But even John Collins had his way with the Bucks, and I'm like, man, this is such a poorly coached team. With absolutely no adjustments, I think that their coaching staff is hurting them as much as anything.
Well, I mean, that's probably why if they get bounced, like, I think he's pretty much on the hot seat in the event that they get bounced by this, especially if they get bounced by the Hawks. You know, I mean, if they get bounced by the Hawks, he's probably going to lose his gig. But I'm trying to look up the shot chart of Trae Young because I want to see where most of the damage was.
Well, he was struggling from three, but he was making his floaters and making a lot of basically almost everything else.
Now, two of those three-pointers were like right on the line. Two of those two-pointers, excuse me, were like right on the line. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that the points that he had that were like mid-range or maybe right on the line, where it could have been a product of a big man not switching or not being able to go to the perimeter and play defense. I can see that happening. But I don't think the Bucks, as great as Trae Young is, I don't think the Bucks should let him kill him as much as he had in that game. I don't think it was that necessary. I don't think he needed to go off for 48 points. I think they have the personnel to do it. I think Lopez is a liability, but I still think they have enough talent on defense to stop Trae Young, to deter Trae Young from making 40-plus points. They don't necessarily have to let him get away with that.
Hey, Nick, I'm just going to go off of memory here, but is Drew Holiday a first-team, all-defensive team type guy? Yeah. Is Giannis the defensive player of the year? Yeah. Is P.J. Tucker still considered an above-average defender? Sure. So with all those things being said, how are none of them in the mix to try and stop Trae Young? It's mind-boggling to me, and all of a sudden – Budenholzer and all of his assistant coaches are being considered for all these NBA jobs. Well, I hope the assistants are being forced to bite their tongue because he doesn't want to hear from them. And you can just put this squarely on Mr. Insomnia and indigestion-looking guy that looks like he's about to pass like a gallstone. I can't stand looking at him. I can't stand watching the way he coaches. And I think he's hurting his team. He could be the reason this team doesn't go further.
Yeah.
Him alone.
I mean, and even PJ, to be honest with you, I don't want to take anything away from him. He is a good defensive player, but, like, sometimes you can just shoot over the guy. I mean, they were giving Trae Young so much credit for that defense. That was just because there's, like, a particular play where, like, and I quote tweeted it, Giannis, I think, was, like, in the paint, and he kind of faded away. And people are like, why did he have to fade away over Trae Young? And that defense by Trae Young was amazing. Look, credit, dude. In that situation, when you have someone who's, like, 8 to 10 inches taller than you, you just put the effort in and you hope for the best, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily going to get the block. The reason why that didn't go in was not because of Trae Young's defense. The reason why that didn't go in is because Giannis missed a shot.
Right.
It's that simple.
Like, but again, that's why he's most effective when he's not bringing the ball up. He's on the wing. Someone else gets into the heart of the defense. And when you give it to him, there's a lane if he wants to drive. There's a lane where he's most effective to get into the paint. And if they collapse on him then, now you got kickouts all over the place for guys that are supposed to shoot the ball. But as much as you were complimentary on Chris Middleton recently, Chris Middleton was basically –
he'll be inconsistent, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're that's all you're going to get at Chris Middleton. He can't make a three, and he gives you less than 20 points. And Holiday is still up and down. You got no chance to beat a team like Atlanta, whose young scorers and shooters showed up. Collins was huge.
But defensively, man.
Herter showed up big. Again, he's helping them out. So,
but you don't think the Bucks could win with Middleton scoring less than 20 points as long as they make the adjustments on defense? Like, even if Middleton doesn't score 20 points.
Not if Collins is going for 20 and 10, 20 and 15, and Herter's getting his, and on top of Trae Young. You've got the first line of defense is he's going to score. I just can't let him beat me. So I got to slow him down. If it means I'm forcing everybody else to beat me, I'll live with Herter and Collins and all those other guys and Danilo Gallinari. But I don't want Trae Young beating me single-handedly with 48 points or whatever it was.
See, I actually have a lot more belief, I guess, in the team. Well, I just believe, like, if Giannis goes off, gets his 30, even if Middleton doesn't have an amazing game, but they make the perimeter defense adjustments, that should be enough to stop or deter Trae Young and that team and win. Now, the other thing I want to look at is, because I think Clint Capela went off in terms of rebounds, and you know I'm the big Clint Capela guy here.
Yes, you are.
But I want to know how many of those rebounds were second-chance points. Like, you can't let Capela do that either. He's not that
big.
Well,
and that's my thing on that last play where Capela got the rebound and put it back. If you foul him, he's not a good foul shooter. So instead of being down one with the ball and having a sense of urgency, you're in a better position if he makes one of two and you're tied, but you live with it. That's what the strategy is all about. From a coaching staff perspective, you say, hey, look, if Capela gets it down low, let's take our chances putting him on the line because he's going to make a 3 or 4 footer. Let's make him work for it and make 2 free throws. But they're not even making those kind of adjustments. And then Connaughton, wide open three, and I'm sure it's not the play they called out of a timeout, but when you get a wide open look with no one within 7 to 10
feet. Oh, yeah, he's garbage, by the way.
And he airballed it?
He's garbage. Connaughton is garbage. I don't even know why they signed him.
He's a good player.
I think he's garbage.
But I don't think that in that situation you can airball a wide open three when your team needs you. And by the way,
I mean, I guess you pay for what you get. What is he making? He's making like $5 million a year.
The other thing is when you look at it, on the last play that they got, Middleton had a double team, and there was time on the clock. If he just makes that one extra pass, now you're looking at Drew Holiday wide open in the corner with no one around him. Instead, it was a double contested missed three to tie the game. Milwaukee's got problems, man. They're not well coached at all.
They shouldn't have lost that game. That's not the game they want. They shouldn't have started off the series like that. Now they gotta look over it and hope that they can bounce back from it. But if they lose to the Hawks, as much as I love this team, bad look for Milwaukee. And you're right. You're probably going to lose that head coach. I don't know if you're going to call it losing the head coach.
He's losing it for himself.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got coaching chairs being filled. Another one is filled this morning. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about his recommendation for another one and a whole lot more as we continue to roll on. That always includes you. So join us, won't you? You know how to reach us on Twitch. On Twitter, it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with the K. Or stop by and see Dr. Dre and the rest of us at William Price Distilling right here in the Garden Oaks Heights area off of 38th. You can find us easily and then spend the afternoon enjoying unbelievable spirits and great people as well. Much more on the way. ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Press Box, Nick and myself live from William Price Distilling in a room full of our friends and family members as Dr. Dre is controlling the Twitchers from inside the premises. The promo team led by Claire is definitely not punching themselves in the face today. But
why do you,
punch
keep, why
you
do you say
you
her name like
up.
That again? I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. You love that movie.
No, there's two of them. There's Silence of the Lambs, and then there's Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Claire. There's a couple of them, yeah. But you're talking about, hello, Clarice.
See, I was going to say you sounded like someone else, but I don't want to get in trouble. So I'm not going to say it.
Okay. So we'll say your name right if you show up and hang out with us as we continue to hang until 4 o'clock on location, William Price Distilling. Really, really neat place. Outside today, Umbrella Fellas Burgers and Hot Dogs. Nick's going to be joining you for Move Yoga at 6 p.m.
No.
So you guys can come down and get your stretch on. And then get your drink on. It's the William Price Distillery and Tasting Room. It's located in the heart of Garden Oaks, 970 Wakefield Drive. As I told you, come off of Shepherd, take a left on 38th, straight down, straight shot, and you'll find us and it is a really, really cool place. Making the Spirits right here on the premises. They've got a lot of cool things coming up. We're going to do a lot of giveaways and your chance to sample some of the products. So we would love to see you. We were talking about a little basketball before we get into anything else because I found this one, and I think, Nick, it's safe to say you and I are both fans of Jay Will.
Agreed. That's why we had him on the air not too long ago.
We had him on. He was great with us. We kind of took him to what if the Rockets had drafted him instead of Yao Ming. He had a good time with it. And I really like the way he's intelligent and the way he articulates and the things he does on ESPN radio and TV. I didn't like what he did yesterday. If you missed it, and we were the ones that broke it from a station perspective when the Celtics announced they were negotiating to finalize the deal with Ime Udoka to be their next head coach. All fine and dandy. Jay Will decided to tweet congratulations to Ime Udoka on being the first black coach in the history of the Boston Celtics. Bill Russell, Doc Rivers, and others would like to have a word with you. Casey Jones, six of them in all.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should have just owned it instead of saying, what was his excuse?
That's
I changed my password because I wasn't the one who tweeted it.
Yeah.
Just own it, dude.
He comes back, and instead of going, my bad, I should have done a little bit more research or whatever, like you said, own it. Instead, he comes back and says, regarding the Celtics tweet earlier, that wasn't me, and I have since changed my password. Get the hell out of here,
dude,
man.
Dude, just remember, Jay Will, that there's a bunch of people that are tweeting, and they're absolutely getting canceled and fired. What you did was a simple mistake. Not that big of a deal. I mean, just absolutely own it and move on. And I think the correct tweet is he's the first Nigerian head coach in NBA history, I think is the correct. And I think he might have, if I had to look for something to give him an excuse for, maybe that's what he meant. I do not know. Maybe he was trying to tweet. Maybe he just wanted to tweet something out there for the sake of tweeting and he didn't fact check. But it is kind of embarrassing that he would not remember someone like Doc Rivers. And
this is the easiest way to put this. We talked about when he said what Kevin Durant told him after he made the comparison of KD to Giannis. And he stood by it. And he said, I stand by what I said. I said what I said and I meant it. Same thing here. Own it. Just like you own what you said about Kevin Durant, even if Kevin Durant gave you his typical pushback, own this too and say, you know what? I jumped the gun. I went out there too quickly without doing all my back-checking facts. My bad. Screwed up. No, regardless, turn it back to a positive. Really happy for Udoka. Think he's a good fit. Let's go and see the Celtics do some good things. That's all you had to say.
100%. Agreed. But he comes from that fabric that, you know, they're very, very embarrassed when they get the, simplest statistic incorrect or wrong. He comes from that fabric. And because he's a former player, I think that adds to the perception and adds to the pressure. More importantly, it adds to the perception that he should be more knowledgeable than the average person, right? Because you played on a basketball court. And I think that's why it's so embarrassing for someone like him to get it wrong. Others, some people just, they'll get... They'll say something on air, get it wrong, and act like they never got it wrong and just keep moving on.
But I mean, why? Why? I'm making $10 million. Why? I don't know who you're talking about.
Who's that guy? Who is that guy?
I mean,
geez. You know what? I'm not as annoyed by Stephen A. Smith now that Perkins is on the broadcast. Perkins is making me actually like
you
Stephen
really
A. Smith.
You really don't like him, do you?
Perkins sucks, bro. Perkins
is... Look, Greeny, look. Let me, y'all tell me, give me some Neosperm and some Vaseline. Hey, throw the towel down.
Neosperm.
Look. All right. I guess you don't like Kendrick Perkins. That's okay.
Nothing personal. I'm just saying I don't like him. I don't like what he adds to the table in terms of TV. I just don't like. I'd rather hear Stephen A. speak.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's.
Oh, I mean, between the two, who are you picking? Perkins or Stephen A?
Stephen. You know what?
I'm picking Stephen A.
I think from the standpoint of having contacts, and knowledge of the game, I might take Kendrick Perkins.
Specifically for NBA.
For NBA, right. Yeah. Overall, different story. News of the NBA, in terms of what we teased, the coaching availabilities are starting to fill up. Rick Carlisle, who I thought might have considered going back to his roots of Boston, is actually going back to his roots even further, where he was a player and an assistant coach under Larry Bird with Indiana. So Rick Carlisle is going to be the next coach of the Indiana Pacers as he surveys the landscape. Is going back to Indiana, got 4 years, got paid. Looks like the guesstimates are 4 years and $29 million. So a nice little cushion to land
that,
on.
That begs the question, what the hell is wrong with Dallas's front office, man? That's like, are they like in turmoil or what's the deal over there?
I think Nick, and it, I said this from my own experiences as well as what, when everything changed. I bring it back local. When Daryl Morey took over the Rockets and decided it was okay for the general manager to pick assistant coaches that had to work for the head coach, just as we say you've got to have chemistry within the locker room, and we've talked about Gobert and Spider Mitchell and guys like that, but you've got to have a team that's cohesive that gets along. You also have to have trust within the coaching staff and the front office. Mistrust and no trust is developed by, if you've got a head coach and he's having coaches meetings and he knows that I picked three of the guys and the general manager picked the two other guys and then they're reporting directly back to the general manager and then the general manager's calling me going, why'd you say this or that in a meeting? Or what are you telling this player? All of a sudden you start drawing lines in the sand and you all, before you know it, you got a tic-tac-toe board. You got players on this side or that side, coaches, basketball personnel. What happened in Dallas was, and Carlisle even said as he was accepting the Pacers job, Jason Kidd, as I had mentioned earlier, was the guy I thought as an ex-Maverick would be a great fit in Dallas. He went out today and said he supports J. Kidd taking over in Dallas, probably because he has a great relationship with Cuban when he was a player and after he got done playing, and because of the fact that he can adapt to kind of the more modern culture of the Lakers situation where he was picked. He was a considered finalist for the job in L.A., but Vogel got it, and then he was picked to still be on the bench, and they made it work. So he may be able to do that. I think Carlisle, old school guy, was a Donnie Nelson guy, and Carlisle believed that there was a hierarchy. I report to Donnie. I report to Mark. Mark all of a sudden brings in this ex-gambler, and he's going right to Donnie, and he's going right to Mark, and he's still trying to talk to me, and I can't trust him. And then on top of that, he had issues with Luka. He's like, you know what? As cool as it would be to be here during the heyday of Luka's career, I can't get over what else is going on in this front office.
Yeah, and I can so circumventing him being circumventing was basically the issue. He didn't like the hierarchy in terms of the front office. I can see that being an issue like under the front office, mm-hmm. like lower level type of maybe mid level employees who are not probably in the front office, but being circumvented in the front office, that's kind of weird and unusual. I mean, normally you know what the hierarchy is, like you mentioned, like what went wrong, and the other thing is, maybe that is done by the owner intentionally. Like sometimes he brings in an employee, and he's okay with him answering directly to him, and he doesn't care that the general manager or anybody else is mad that he's answering to him. Maybe he's being divisive for a reason. Maybe he wanted to get rid of Carlisle. You don't know.
But here's the thing. I would agree with you in most cases. But remember what happened when they lost Game 7. They asked him and they asked Rick Carlisle, is Rick Carlisle going to be back? And he was adamant about the fact that sometimes when you think you should make a change, you realize no one you bring in could do the job and be as good as the guy you already got. Therefore, Rick's not going anywhere. So he gave him the endorsement right there. When he had the opportunity, like Philly's doing with Ben Simmons, of saying right. Nothing says a lot.
Instead of going the other way, they endorsed him.
So they endorsed him. And I don't think when you have the relationships, Cuban realized Donnie Nelson built. He made the Nowitzki trade. He made the trade that got you Luka. Luka liked him. So you had guys that you liked that liked being there that understood the culture and what you were trying to do from an ownership perspective, from a franchise perspective. You had an opportunity if you wanted to get rid of him to just say, we're going to evaluate everything at the end of the year because we didn't like losing this.
Yeah, no, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know where the divisiveness is coming from. But it is interesting because normally you didn't expect that. I mean, they did have some front office issues in the past and some inappropriate behavior and stuff like that. But I didn't expect that coming from Mark Cuban, though. I mean, I expected more from Cuban. I thought he was I guess it sounds like I'm just pointing the finger at Mark Cuban. But it is a weird dynamic to have a hierarchy where you have multiple people answering the owner because I feel like inevitably someone's going to feel slighted.
Well, the other thing with Carlisle is been there, done that. I won you a title. I deserve to be
seniority,
talk
been there
directly
for years.
And not have to deal with gambler guy doing whatever he's doing behind my back. I should have earned your trust and your belief. And if I don't, then I'm out. And that's a tough situation to walk away from when you got a Luka Doncic. What's not a tough situation to walk away from is the people at Apollo Men's Health. Because if you're looking to feel like you felt like in your 20s again, you just don't have the energy. From the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, you're not working out like you used to. You don't have the energy at work or with your kids or with the wife. You can have it all back again. And all you got to do is contact the people at Apollo Men's Health. Go to ApolloMH.com, book your first appointment. You're going to find out most major insurances accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. You mentioned my name and ESPN Radio. Get a free B12 shot to get you in the right direction right when you sit down and meet with them. But then understand the process. They're going to figure out what you're trying to do. You want to work out more, get back on a workout program. Well, we'll do a full body composition analysis. You want that energy back in your life. Well, we'll get you hormone therapy for both men and women. You want to recover faster, HGH peptide therapy. They have answers if you answer their questions honestly. They're good people doing great things. Dr. O used to work at those other places. He started his own business so he could do what works and avoid the stuff that doesn't. Check them out today, ApolloMH.com. Make that first appointment and realize they're good people doing great things. It's the people at Apollo Men's Health.
Them don't pull up and L.A. This together won't get with you, homes. I don't do the fake kicking. No. They go a rocket, it's taking it. It's a problem with you, then we straighten it. Straight. Swap out the cap with a demon in it. Upgrade the band up with
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from William Price Distilling Company, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the box as we continue to roll on. Again, Astros tonight, Luis Garcia on the mound against A.J. Hinch's Tigers. Let's never forget, the Tigers did indeed sweep your Stros at Minute Maid, so revenge hopefully on their mind as they come back and try and get that in Detroit. We are at William Price Distilling. It's a great place, man. I mean, if you know your spirits like Nicholas does, or you're a virgin or a inexperienced cocktail connoisseur, there's something for everyone here. The drink is important. And so is the people you're drinking it with. And that's what they believe in here at William Price Distilling. From the people that are serving you, to the people that are making it, to the people that are helping you to get the right drink and enjoy it, to the people that come to the bar and hang out. It's a really cool place.
Really cool place. I'm actually about to try this cold brew coffee liqueur. It's 50 proof. It was released on the 24th of April of this year. And it reads as follows. Our cold brew coffee liqueur is created with coffee from Ship Channel Trading Company on Wakefield Drive. They infuse it with corn grain neutral spirit with coffee for 7 days. And then they combine that with cold brew coffee, natural vanilla flavoring, natural chocolate flavoring, and turbinado simple syrup. This is best enjoyed straight on the rocks over ice cream or with their coffee Manhattan.
Over
their white Russian.
Ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds the rocks, great. Over ice cream, in the Dude Abides, White Russian, or our coffee Manhattan.
Wow. They have a tasting room. You can get handcrafted cocktails created from their very own straight rye whiskey, vodka, and the most amazing, and you've had it, Nick, coffee liqueur you've ever tasted. You got to check this place out. Like I'm telling you, inside, outside, and all the way around, a very cool spot.
And I'm about to tweet out what it looks like at the producer, Nick. Bill Price Booze on Twitter if you want to give them a follow.
We're going to be here till 4, Blitz till 7. Lots of giveaways throughout the day into the evening. And also our promo team doing the same thing on the summer circuit, giving you guys some opportunities to get some freebies, register for that grill at the end of the summer. So very, very cool stuff. Oh, you know what? When you were mentioning Stephen A., I was a little ticked off. Because Stephen A. and Damian Woody, you know what? It's not about the best teams getting you the best matchup in the finals. They went off on this whole deal crapping on my hometown in Milwaukee.
Wow, I'm okay with that.
Why? You never been there?
I haven't, but I'm pretty sure it's a garbage city.
Really?
Okay. No, I'm just joking. You've told me otherwise.
Yeah.
You've told me good things.
I've warned you. I even told you. There's three seasons you go and one you stay away from.
Right. And there's two cities that I've pooped on that you've told me otherwise, and the other one was Cleveland. People tell me it's actually a better city than I give it credit for.
So
Cleveland and Milwaukee are two cities I haven't given. But I haven't visited it, so I'll try for sure.
So it's the word has gotten back to the mill, And the people of Scani and Milwaukee in particular are not happy with Stephen A. and Damian Woody. It's all over social media. Woody said, so Stephen A., I'm worried about these destinations you possibly have to go to for the NBA Finals. I mean, do you really want to be in Milwaukee? Is that really where you want to be? And Stephen A. said, I don't believe I've ever rooted for the Atlanta Hawks or the LA Clippers more in my life. To which president of the Bucks, Peter Fagan, said it basically in a tweet, hey, first take hosts. When's the last time you were in Milwaukee? Must have been a while. I would love to personally give you a tour. Our eclectic and exciting neighborhoods, one of the best dining scenes in the country, and our spectacular Lake Michigan waterfront. You'll experience it all. And not only is it easy to get to Milwaukee, it's easy to get around. There's a reason people are moving to this city as a welcoming gem in record numbers. Oh, and by the way, Milwaukeeans are very nice. Look forward to hearing from you. Charles loves Milwaukee.
Yeah, but the Milwaukeeans are very nice. Pump the brakes on that. Not everybody from Milwaukee are very nice. Is that true?
Well, you experience a different side of it because of the fact that you get what you reap what you sow. So if you're an a-hole, that's what you're going
to
get.
Okay, but in terms of fine dining, and I'm not trying to make it like Houston versus Milwaukee here.
I think Houston's
It's fair to say that Houston. Yeah, so they probably have a few spots in Milwaukee where they have some really, really nice food, really, really nice restaurants. But for the most part, you would say Houston is a better food
absolutely.
Spot than Milwaukee.
In my opinion, absolutely.
But look, if you're trying to try something new,
but it's,
why
it's
not
also
go
different?
Visit?
Because in a city like Houston, it's still pretty close in terms of its downtown, and you expand out a little bit if you want barbecue here or Greek food there, or you do this or you do that. In Milwaukee, you actually, in a lot of cases, like Charles has a soul food restaurant he really loves.
Barkley?
But you got to drive a little bit. There's great spots, but they're not as close together as they are in Houston, and there's a lot more of them in Houston. So I give Houston the nod, but look, I'm not going to – if you haven't tried it and you haven't been there
– you can't knock on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I just look at that Joakim Noah interview all the time, and he just absolutely pooped on Cleveland. And I'm assuming as an NBA player, he's been to Cleveland quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he just – you know, maybe you go to a city – and maybe it's a nice city to others, but to you, you just didn't, you know, you didn't appreciate the vibe for whatever reason, you know. Maybe it's just not your type of city, you know. I don't feel like I'm missing out on Milwaukee or Cleveland as much as some of the other big cities that I haven't been to yet. Like, for example, New York. I've never been to New York.
I think if you went to Milwaukee in the summer, you would have a blast and you would be well taken care of with alcohol and other things and you'd understand.
Why it's a nice spot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go. We'll go. Okay. We'll go to Milwaukee and we'll get
now.
Hammered.
If you want to see a Packer game, then we got to go in September because otherwise you're screwed.
No, I'm not trying to go when it's all snow.
That's
I'm
what
not.
I'm saying.
I hate snow, dude.
Well,
I'm not a big fan of that. Now, look, if I go to a spot because I'm visiting and I know I'm going to leave that city that has a bunch of snow, I might be okay with that. Like, I want to go skiing eventually. I've never done that, but I mean, in terms of living there, nah, I'm not. Y'all can have all that snow.
Yeah, I got out of there for a reason. So
snow chain tires, yeah,
totally,
and y'all can keep
I'm
that.
Totally done with
y'all
as well. But,
that.
I mean, with you like to drink and the breweries, it's the beer capital of the world. There's a lot going on. But we can get to that another time. But just wanted to make sure I pointed that out. So we've got lots more we can get to on that front later on. Astros, again, as we talked about. Rockets, people still talking about that number two pick. As we can break that down some more, as people have scenarios. Philadelphia 76ers, headline on ESPN. They are talking with Ben Simmons' representation about his future. I think all you needed to know was everything that Daryl Morey didn't say during his exit press conference for the year in terms of, you know, they believe he's talented, but he didn't say they're not trading him, but he didn't say that they wouldn't consider it either, and we'll see where it goes because I think right now the way it stands, Philly needs a change. It was interesting when we had Kelly Eco, the beat writer for the Rockets for the Athletic on, and he mentioned the rumor out there, John Wall, Eric Gordon, and one of the picks for Ben Simmons. At this point, with 4 years left on the Simmons deal, that's what concerns me. Otherwise, at only 24 years old and getting rid of those two guys that are more of a detriment than the developers of the young guys they already have on the roster, I'm thinking long and hard about that deal.
To try and get Ben Simmons here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love – look, I would take that deal just because you're getting John Wall off the books, who's probably not – you know, probably way past his prime. I just don't know if it's going to happen. Now, Woj did say in a report that Houston would be one of three teams that are going to be aggressive come the NBA draft. Now, if that's true, that's fine. But does that necessarily mean that they're going to make a deal and get Ben Simmons? Maybe. We'll see. I would be very impressed. And I don't know who you give credit to. your boy Rafael Stone or Fertitta or whoever you want to give credit to in the front office, I would be very impressed if they can pull off a move where they get Ben Simmons. Even if they keep John Wall, uh-huh. which I don't even know if that's even possible because of the contract. But, yeah, I can see why getting rid of Ben Simmons could be something beneficial to the Sixers, considering how long they're committed to him. With John Wall, it's a bad contract. It's
short
not
term,
right.
They're a better team. In my opinion, as much as Ben Simmons is a good defender, short term, the Sixers are a better team because you got absolutely nothing from Ben Simmons offensively. If you add Eric Gordon, who doesn't have to do it every night, but if he adds another element of shooting to Seth Curry and Danny Green and some of the guys that they have around Embiid, now you're looking at that inverted offense that Rudy used to run, where the shooters are all around Embiid. And John Wall can run the point, which they sorely need, because they haven't had a legit, true, solid point guard and a veteran. And I think that short term, for like a 2-year span, when those guys still have contracts, they make the Sixers a better team in the East than they would if they just stand pat with the roster that they have, because Ben is so limited.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Do you think Ben Simmons as a player, if they have a serious discussion, look, all right, my tenure here with the Sixers has run its course, and I understand that you guys are considering trading me to another team. I am actually being honest with myself and the fact that I understand that I am a terrible free throw shooter and I need to do better about mid-range and three-point shooting. Do you really think that the Houston Rockets and their coaching staff is going to make me better? Do you think Ben Simmons do you think Ben Simmons believes that?
I think, one, John Lucas alone makes that a viable situation
for
Ben Simmons.
But do you think Ben Simmons believes
that?
But
I think that's the other thing. Someone's got to get to Ben and his people. If what Stephen A. is reporting is true, that he's coddled, that his family's always around, that he doesn't work hard, that he doesn't take it as seriously as he should, this is the wake-up call. This is the slap in the face that he needed. And to follow that up, now you come in and you say, we can help you. You guys need to stay away, and you need to focus on what I can do for you.
But if everything they're saying about him being babied is so true, I don't see how that doesn't continue if he comes over here to Houston.
This reality of what happened in the playoffs.
Because I think they'll baby him even further because he's above and beyond talent-wise than any other player on that team outside Wood.
But going forward, this reality check means every time he steps on the floor, they don't care how he defends anymore. It's, you going to shoot? You afraid? And if he wants to actually make a legacy for himself and earn the money that he's going to get, he's got to take it.
To take it up a notch for sure. No question about that.
All right, we are done with hour number one. Still 2 hours to go. Stop by and see us. William Price Distilling. You'll love the place, the people around it, and, of course, we'll all be here. So come in and see us. Lots more to get to as we get to the second 2 hours of the program. So keep it right where you got it, right here on the Press Box, ESPN.
Forever.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.